All right, back to work. And it is Friday. We know that, and we're glad that it's Friday. We'd like it to be a little nicer out. Is it going to continue to be warmer? Is there a cold front coming in? I don't pay too much attention to the weather since I can't do anything about it, but I'm just wondering right now. It's not going to change anything I do or don't do, but what do you know, Mike? Anything?
Let's see. Running a quick Google. It's supposed to stay in the 70s. It's going to get up to 80 in midweek, but stay mostly in the 70-degree range.
Well, I just looked. We are headed Sunday to Mackinac Island, and Sunday it's the low will be 44 and the high 53. Monday for our broadcast from beautiful Grand Hotel, which, by the way, is now open. Monday, they've had their opening. I checked with Dana Orlando, so you can start making your plans, as my family is. We're very excited about being able to get another family vacation up there. Monday, it's going to be a low of 40 and a high of 51.
You always bring a coat when you're going to Mackinac Island, just in case, no matter what time of year it is.
Sweaters, coats, yeah. You're right. I will be wearing my Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. What's the name of it? It's like what sailors, I should, Ray Templin would know. It's a brand name. I'll find out and I'll tell you. It's a brand name that sailors use, and it's that kind of a raincoat.
Chris Renwick asked if it's a Gore-Tex.
No, that's a good guess though, Chris. Here, talk a little bit. Talk for a second. Hang on. I have it here. Hang on. I'm going to go get it. This doesn't happen very often on live radio.
All right. Well, it seems that Paul has been distracted. Coming up, we're going to be talking to State Rep Anne Boleyn from the 12th District. As soon as Paul gets back, I believe he is currently rummaging through his junk drawer right now. And I don't know, there's sluts there in there. Paul, you got some rubber bands, some thumbtacks.
I'm back.
Oh, phew. Thank God.
Did you guys... What did you guys talk about while I was
gone? I was trying
gone?
To figure out what's in your junk drawer.
Oh, well, this is Helly Hansen, H-E-L-L-Y, H-A-N-S-E-N. And whenever I've worn this, sailors say, oh, that's good. That's a good coat. Helly Hansen. That's what we sailors use, H-N-H. And inside, there's a sailboat, a picture of a sailboat, not an actual sailboat. And on the outside, it says Mackinac Island Ferry, Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. And then on the other side, my name. Paul W. Smith. They actually got it right. And this is a coat that the Sheplers, Chris Shepler, gave me a long time ago when I started doing the announcements on the ferry boats, which I'm still on there. So anyway, I wanted to mention that because that means something to sailors. And even non-sailors apparently know about that. But anyway, you need to take a coat, especially going across, and some sweaters for a while. We have State Representative Anne Boleyn, who's wondering right now, what did I get myself into? She is a Republican from the 49th District, and she has a plan to strengthen penalties for legislative misconduct. Madam Representative Boleyn, it's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to Focus.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
What's the problem here that we need to... actually boost the accountability of legislators? You would have thought that we had all kinds of ethics rules and even laws about people doing these jobs.
Well, one would think, but we do not. And it is extremely frustrating, but I think what motivates me is that we have to restore the public's trust, and legislators need to be more accountable to those we represent.
Even for in terms of absenteeism, people not even showing up.
Yes. And so I am very proud of my attendance record and voting record. I have 100% voting record and attendance record since I was elected to my position and started in 2019. And what this would do would require that the legislature, if somebody does not show up for work, that a supermajority of the members in the House or Senate would have the ability to suspend all or part of the salary and expenses for a member. We did try to put forth proposals last year, last session, and we actually had them approved with broad bipartisan support through the state house under Republican majority, but they failed to get any traction in the Senate. So I'm here once again in my third term, bringing them back to make sure that you know, we are required to show up for work. Anybody who doesn't show up for work, their pay is usually docked. I don't think it's an expectation that is unrealistic.
Well, I think speaking on behalf of my listeners, which I don't always do, I think we'd all like to know anybody who votes against that idea that we expect them to actually show up for work.
I would agree. So right now, this is what we consider a joint resolution. So it would have to pass by two-thirds in the House. Then it will be referred to the Senate. They have to vote two-thirds, and then it would go to a vote of the people in a general election. Right now, it has been referred to the Committee on Government Operations. We have yet to have a hearing on it, and so hopefully we will have a hearing. This is the right thing to do, and this is the right time to do it.
House Joint Resolution R is what our state representative, Ann Boland, has put forth, the Republican from the 49th District. What do you need us to do? Anything? Just, I guess, wait to find out who votes against it, or what else would you like us to do?
No. What I would like you to do is to encourage the Speaker of the House to have a committee hearing on it, and I would encourage your listening audience to contact their state representative to push for a hearing on this and push for a yes vote. I also have another resolution that would require a two-thirds vote in a lame duck session. We see a lot of bad deals, bad policy going through lame duck session, and I think that it is extremely important and that time frame in the legislative session that anything that gets passed should be passed with two-thirds majority. And I would encourage support of that as well.
How do your colleagues how are your colleagues reacting to these things?
Well, this term we're not getting a lot of traction on this, but I will tell you that last term, under the leadership of Speaker Wentworth, both of these resolutions passed with broad bipartisan support out of the State House. Now, recognizing we have different members this time, but I would think the will is still there and we should absolutely have an appetite. What is wrong with taking this to the voters, to the people in Michigan who we represent, to have them weigh in on it?
I am so glad that we've been able to shine the light of day on this, and I hope we've helped you, Representative.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, and thanks for your incredible record of showing up for work. I would hate to think that we have to celebrate that, but apparently we do. I mean, we all show up for work. Most of us want to keep our jobs.
Absolutely.
All right. State Representative Ann Boland, Republican, 49th District, introducing a plan to strengthen penalties for legislative misconduct, including excessive absenteeism. I mean, we're paying them. We would like them to be there or at least know about it if they're not, as we continue in focus on WJR.